on last week, we shared with you from the thought, fear not. We considered, in particular, Luke 1, verses 26 through 39, where Dr. Luke writes Mary's account of being told by the angel Gabriel that she had been chosen to give birth to God's son. In resolving her doubts and calming her fears of this shocking and sudden move of God, the angel Gabriel commanded her to fear not. And I think this morning, I'm certain that we can reflect upon the times that we have actually experienced that shocking and that sudden move of God. And what appeared to be us in the natural as being mess, in the spirit realm, was God transitioning us to the message. You know, and I believe as God is transitioning us from 21 and now that we're in 22, that he is moving us from the mess into the message, his message, his son, the word. Hallelujah, the Logos, Jesus Christ himself. As we reflect upon what we talked about and discussed from Luke 1, we know that the message, fear not, was not something uniquely given to Mary, that it was a message that God gave through another angel, an angel that was not named, but an angel that nevertheless also spoke to Joseph in a dream. As Joseph and Mary, they were officially engaged, and by custom, they were required to be apart for about a year from each other. If you will, they were socially distanced once again, but they certainly were connected with God. And it's in that kind of context and in that background that I want to share with you even more. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, particularly verses 18 through 25. It's in those verses that Matthew gives us the perspective about the Immaculate Conception from Joseph's view. And so consider the Gospel with me as I read from the King James Version, beginning at verse 18 of chapter 1, St. Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, if I could say this parenthetically, they weren't shacking. They weren't living together. This all went down before they came together, and I think the grown folks on the call appreciate what I'm saying. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Emmanuel. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not, till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. He called his name Jesus. So I pray that God will, at this moment, begin to illuminate our hearts and our minds so that we may comprehend the message for us in this hour, and to move in the glory and in the power of God through the Holy Spirit. As we gather ourselves to hit the ground, if you will, starting today, on this first Sunday of this new calendar year of 2022, I am led to share with you that our success, our blessings, our joy, our happiness, our faith, our hope, our love, our well-being will be tied to TWO. TWO, that's an acronym. And the Holy Spirit, I believe, has led me to share this, that as we think about 2022, that our modus operandi to having life and life more abundantly is inextricably linked to TWO, two. And that acronym means this: think up, word up, and obey up. Think up, word up, and obey up. I believe that this is a time and a season for all of us to kind of really appreciate the whole counsel of God and realize that it's not disjointed. It really encompasses our mind, our body, and our souls. We appreciate that we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we need to be with one accord. And as we get there, as God continues to transform us by the renewing of our minds, we need to follow this principle of TWO, two: think up, word up, and obey up. It will be easy to do so, but let us not forget that before this pandemic, the pandemic of the 21st century, and even after this pandemic, after COVID-19 and its multiple variants that we now describe as Delta and Omicron, we need not forget that before this pandemic, and even after this pandemic, if that be in the Lord's will, right, we are still facing a sin-demic, S-I-N-demic, yes. We're still facing a sin-demic since the disobedience of Adam and the woman who was not named until after the fall. Before the fall, she wasn't named. Adam didn't take the time. I don't know what he was thinking about, but he didn't take the time to name her and give her purpose. So Adam and the woman, she had not been named Eve yet. But since their disobedience, every generation thereafter has been in a deadly and contagious pandemic. So this morning, to overcome and remain victorious, I believe, as we move forward this year and the years to come, I humbly believe that the Holy Spirit is imparting unto us, just like he would in the natural. We back up and we bubble up by social distancing, by getting vaccinated, by putting on an N95 face mask. Just like we're doing that in the pandemic of this 21st century, we should think of, word of, obey up. That's our strategy as we fight against the spiritual danger, seen and unseen. So we want to follow too. TWO, think up, word up, obey up. It is by thinking. I don't want us to be pulled and be distracted by a thought, if you will, that once we get saved, we have to check our minds, our common sense, our brains at the door. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So from the spoken and written word that we find here in chapter 1 of St. Matthew, this message given to Joseph of the Immaculate Conception of God. On today, I just want to focus on think up. Between lawful engagement and lawful intimacy, technically, by law, Joseph and Mary were still married. They hadn't hooked up yet, but Joseph's still the husband. Mary is still the wife. And as a part of this arranged relationship, he's already paid a significant dowry as a gift. He's made a down payment. It would be akin to, if you will, an engagement ring today. And in this down payment, in this dowry, this is his official notice informing everybody who's out there in the public that there's a legal union between him and his bride, Mary. But during this one-year engagement period, Joseph and Mary both find themselves in the throes of a heavenly announcement, of a of an unexpected pregnancy. And as we discussed last week, from Mary's perspective, it was along the lines of, how could this be, seeing I know not a man? She knew the truth. She knew that she had not been with a man, but she still wrestled with the manifestation of the supernatural power of God. That reminds us even now that with him, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Everything that we see, everything that we touch, everything that we smell was made by God, created through the word, out of nothing. So nothing shall be impossible to him, because out of nothing he created everything that we enjoy now. But today I just want to focus on Joseph's perspective. That's another story. It's a kind of story where you kind of think about it. If I'm Joseph and I'm just hearing for the first time that the woman that I'm engaged to, she's having a baby. It may get me, as we would say in Tallahassee, a bit 38 hot. He may have been initially 38 hot. I can only imagine, in my Christological mind, what his initial thoughts were. I'm sure he was disappointed. I'm sure he was brokenhearted. He probably felt betrayed. I'm sure that publicly if it got out, he just felt embarrassed. And perhaps he was even stuck in his own shock and denial. And he probably had some questions, too. Yeah, you know, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean she's pregnant? You mean to tell me I paid all this money just to get with her and become my husband, and she become my bride, and she hasn't remained true to her commitment to become my wife as a true virgin? I think he may have had some questions. I'm sure that he didn't have any time for some pathetic story about baby. What had happened was, I don't think he had time for that. And by the way, he probably had another question, and it could have been this. Who the baby daddy? Who the baby daddy? I'm sure that some of y'all can possibly relate to having found yourself in the relationship of, in the reality of relationship infidelity.
the story of Joseph and Mary, you know, it ain't like the story of Abraham and Sarah. See, Sarah had agreed to Abraham hooking up with Ishmael's mama in her efforts to speed up God's promise. But in Joseph's case, that just wasn't part of the deal. In his case, Mary and a baby, especially a baby that wasn't even his, that was not part of his, if you will, New Year's resolution. God didn't tell Joseph before the fact. He didn't tell him that the woman, Mary, whom he had selected to be his bride and had paid a dowry for, he didn't know. God didn't tell him that she was going to bear the seed of the woman that we connect with in Genesis 3, and that it would be the seed of the woman born in her of the Holy Ghost that would save his people from their sins. Family, as a brother, some of y'all may know my personality, but I believe that Chiquita knows it far better, that as a brother who often can be significantly intent about protecting his woman, about protecting his bride, I'm inspired and amazed that Joseph could just keep himself in check. Just keep his emotion in check. He's facing an emotional, hallelujah, pandemic of an unexpected pregnancy. Who the baby daddy? But we see him in verses 19 and 20. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded, was minded to put her away privately. But while he was thinking of, but while he thought on these things, some of us got these things going on in our life right now. We brought them from 2021 into takeover 2022. I don't know what they offer you. I just want you to think about this. But while Joseph thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. See, he's taking Joseph from what seemed to be less to the message of Emmanuel. To the body of Christ, to my family this morning, we see here that Joseph is described as a just man. A just man. He's not a man looking for justice. He's not a man that in the situation is saying, no justice, no peace. He's